Mikey McCaw with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. As previously promised, today's episode is an interview with a chickener I was not able to track down during my fact-finding mission to Outer East Montpelier. Nora is an expert in nomenclature with a specialty in chickens. She's interviewed today by Bucky McCaw correspondent Rob Ryan.
So Nora, you and I talked a little bit before the tape recorder was on about how you go about naming chickens. Like, how do you decide what is the right name for a chicken?
Their expression, their character, their socialness with the other chickens, how friendly they are with the other animals. And when I look at chickens, I try and work out what they're thinking at that moment, which helps me. And when I'm thinking really hard and nobody's talking, it's almost as if I'm walking outside and I'm looking at the chickens and I'm thinking of a name.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah. So what I do is I think of the chickens' other names, and then I try and place them in front of another name and see if that works, and then try something else and keep trying it until it finally clicks.
So, like, there's a whole line of names that sort of go past the chicken until it just fits.
Yeah.
Perfect. Interesting.
Like with Stormy, my mind just popped to Stormy because I was thinking of the book Warriors. There's a kitten named Storm Kid. Which led me to thinking of Stormy, which I decided was best for her. Way better than Crosby, which is not a very nice name for her.
Well, can we explain? Can you describe her a little bit?
Okay. We have a pullet that's a silver wine dot. Her name is Stormy, and she has a crossed beak. So the top half of her beak is straight, but the bottom half is slanted. And my mom's going to try and shorten that because she's a veterinarian. We think she'll be okay, but when they're out of food, she gets really frantic. And the way she eats is she goes upside down in the food bin and sort of shovels it in because she can't really eat that well outside. So I'm a little worried about her. She might have to be put down. But
I'm a little worried about her, too. Well, see, here's the interesting thing to me is I liked the name Crosby because her beak is, because she's a crossed beak bird, and I like that play on words. But do you think that wasn't respectful of her? Is that why you hate that name?
Yeah, that's why I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. Well, I think Stormy is a good name for her. I call her Stormy all the time now. I don't call her Crosby anymore.
What are some of the names of the other chickens that you've named?
Well, besides Bright Eyes and Fifi, there's Violet. And she was a sister of Velvet, who was the one who died.
How did she die?
Probably old age. We've had them for a couple of years, so they're getting pretty old. Violet is sort of... She kind of has a hard-to-read personality. She's more closed in, especially since her sister died. What I like to do is I like to treat chickens like they're humans. And then that's how I learn their personalities and get their names. So it's really hard to talk about Violet because I really don't really understand her that well.
Can I ask you about Orchid?
Yeah.
Because Orchid is definitely one of the ones I remember her name very easily. Unlike Fifi and Bright Eyes, I never remember their names. So I get them confused. But
we'll
Orchid,
have to practice that sometime.
We'll practice. But Orchid, I know very well, partly because I like the little.
She's the only real.
She has a different shade.
Big silver wine dot we have. So I mean, Orchid is like a purple flower, but that just fits her perfectly. And she has such a different facial expression, and she's pretty independent, and she hardly notices when the group is gone. Butterscotch is our only Rhode Island Red hen we have. She's pretty special.
I agree.
Because she just dances around and has fun and doesn't really care what Splash thinks. She's the most independent out of all of them. So I think we've explained all the original chickens and Stormy, except Splash, who is basically the best one of all. He is our rooster. He's huge. I'm pretty sure he's a Rhode Island Red or something like that. And
maybe New Hampshire Red. I'm not sure.
He has an emerald-ish blackish tail. And sometimes in the winter, his comb gets frostbite. And we always feel really bad for him.
But he's usually okay.
He's usually okay.
I mean, he has been. It kind of bothers him for a few days after he gets a little frostbite, but he's okay.
And he has giant talons, and once one of them fell off and broke.
Mm-hmm. But it grew back, didn't it?
It grew back.
So we covered all the original flock.
And once we get, after we get to the pullets, I want to get to the chickens who were.
Okay. Are there any other pullets? Pullets that have names? I didn't think we named
them. Most of them don't have any names, but there's a Silver Wyandotte named Ladybird, a Silver Wyandotte named Maroon, a Buff Orpington named Speckles, a Buff Orpington named Jumper, a Buff Orpington named Poof. And I think it's really interesting that they can be balls of fuzz, balls of feathers that flap around and are scared of everything. And then they can become real chickens that are wise. I think they're so much unused to the world that they don't know what's safe and what's not. And as they grow up, they learn that, either the hard way or the easy way.
Hmm. So do you want to talk about the
chickens who were?
The chickens who were. Yeah. This was our original flock, right?
This was our original flock.
And they were sweet. We were expecting all hens.
And we got 5 Bard Rocks, Bright Eyes, Violet, Velvet, Shishi, and Fifi. Shishi died. Velvet died. We have this person who takes care of our house, and he takes care of dogs too. And there's this really sweet Dalmatian named Murphy that might have just been playing with the chickens, either a little too rough or scared them too much, that Shishi just had a little chicken heart attack. On the Buff Orpington side, there was Lemon Cake. She was so special to us, but she got eaten by a fox who lives in our fields across the road. Sad.
She was a sweet hen. I liked Lemon Cake. Then
almost the best.
Yeah.
And the rest were all roosters.
Yeah.
And the Buff Orpington rooster was named Buffers. And then we traded him for Butterscotch.
Right.
The 3 roosters were Splash, of course, Chicken Hawk, and Black Hawk.
Yeah.
Black Hawk was the evilest of them all.
I don't even know what word to use for Black Hawk.
He was devilish. And so we gave that to my teacher, Shawnee.
Shawnee was going to rehabilitate him, right?
She said, you don't know roosters. He went to freezer camp, which is Shawnee's way of saying he's dead. She said he was the meanest rooster she had ever met.
Right. She's seen a lot of roosters.
Lots
of roosters.
So, I'm trying to break the tension,
Yeah, I don't know why we ended with this parade of the dead. So is that everybody?
Basically,
except whoever died this fall.
Daddy, I seriously just told you
I
that.
I know.
It's Velvet.
Velvet. I can't remember. Fifi and Velvet and Bright Eyes. I have the hardest time. It's because they're Bard Rocks. To me, all Bard Rocks look the same.
Well, to me, they really don't.
Anyway.
Oh, gosh, it's 9:29. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah. Okay, we should say goodnight. So I'll turn this off, folks. Say. The end.
Thanks, Rob and Nora. I had a good time.